Good morning. 10:23 on 11/23/2016. Indeed, indeed. I got out a little bit earlier this morning. I still haven't had breakfast. I've been up since about 7. Messing about. I don't have anything to talk about today. I'm completely without content today. This morning's release for a peer review was Maggie Hogarth's Mind Touch, the Dream Healer series, book 1. It's a wonderful book. It really is. Maggie has the ability to take non-human characters and imbue them with human characteristics so that we can see them through a different lens. When I first started reading, I think I read Earthrise first, but then I started reading deeper and found Mind Touch. And Mind Touch is an interesting story. It's a fun story. It's not a particularly dark story. She does have a lot of dark stories. There are dark stories. But this is a good entree. If you haven't read Earthrise, that's another good place to start. Somebody already did. I think Dan Thompson reviewed Earthrise for peer reviewed some time ago. And as I was going through my catalog, I have read a lot of books. Holy crap, have I read a lot of books. There's pages and pages and pages of them in my Amazon Manage Your Content page. And so I've been slowly working my way back in time to the books that I read that I wanted to be able to review. And now I sort of have to review, or I have to fold up peer-reviewed. And I think that would be inappropriate. That would be bad. So I played my alpha character, my alpha clone, Eve, yesterday. I also got into my main characters a bit to try to figure out what's changed, particularly with mining. They've changed the way that mining support works. And so I had to go in and check to see what it looked like, how it goes. They've changed the orca's layout a bit. You have to have burst charges now, and you have to keep track of them. So flying an orca isn't the same as parking it in a safe spot and boosting everybody in the sector, in the system. You have to actually be you have to be within 39 kilometers of the people you're boosting. They've also made it a little more attractive to have exhumers, the high-end T2 barges, the ability to put an ice harvesting drone, which every ...330 seconds, however much that is, that's like almost 6 minutes, will give you an extra cube of ice. But it needs bandwidth of 50, which means you, while a lot of the ships have room for it, they don't have the bandwidth for it. So that's kind of a, you can't do that in a retriever. I'm not sure the value of it anyway. One extra cube every 6 minutes isn't exactly paying out. So here I am, I'm walking. The problem with not having anything to write about, talk about, whatever, is that I've really retreated in large scale from social media the last few days. I've sort of put Facebook on ignore, except for the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper group. Good morning.
Good morning.
There are a couple other groups that I pay attention to in there, but I've stayed away from, for the most part, I've stayed away from the public timeline. There's still a lot of nonsense about the Electoral College. I understand the perception that he didn't get the most popular votes, so he shouldn't be president. I get that. Unfortunately, if this really only matters when the elections are close and when the distribution is not concentrated. So high density areas, every city, every state now has one or two, sometimes three high density population areas. And if you look at the city, if you look at the state maps, you see these little points of blue. And particularly in Colorado, there's actually a lot of blue right up and down the corridor. The I-25 corridor is where a lot of people live. But less so out in the plains, where it's red on both sides of the mountains, which is Republican country. And Weld, I think Weld went red I think my county went red, Monk Post. Even though the state went blue, I'd have to go back and look at it. I haven't really looked too closely. I have started following on Twitter my elected representatives, so I could see what they're saying. Some interesting stuff. The state legislature will meet again in January. They're not in session now, so there's nothing going on. I don't know enough about how it works to be able to say what they're going to do when they get back in session in January, but... Good morning. Good morning, dog. Good morning. Good morning. It's a lovely dog he's sitting. He was just lounging back in the sun. There's a sun shining in the backyard there, heating up the side of the house. He was just sort of beginning to lounge. It's a big dog. He's just beginning to lounge up against the warmth of the side of the house, and I came walking by. He had to come over and warn me away. So yeah, politics is local. Got to make sure that the people who live in our towns are safe. There's a guy in the Writers Critique group who's having a heck of a time, because the friend of his, he wants people to read his whole book and give him feedback on how the plot works, and I get that. I understand wanting that. The problem is I can't get past the first two pages. The first two pages are... I'm not going to say they're dreadful. It's just that if these first few pages are as flawed, and flawed in the way that they are, I can't see the point in worrying about whether or not the characters meld together correctly if I don't want to read the book. And he recognizes that these first few pages aren't exactly his best writing. But they're his latest writing, because it's stuff he's added on lately. And for the most part, it's very, very beginner, very neophyte writing. And normally I'm okay with that. Normally I can deal with it. Normally I can put up with it. Normally I can look underneath the tortured syntaxes, the sentences that are too long, the dialogue that is at once too stiff and too colloquial. If you're going to use a dialect, use the dialect. He's got a character who's supposed to be East Indian, Caribbean descent, and so he chops about half the G's, and it doesn't work because it's not consistent, and it's very distracting. Are you going to wanna? Are you going to wanna? How about, are you gonna wanna? And while I appreciate that's pretty hair splittish. No, the problem is that when you do all of the things all at once, so that the dialogue is not consistent. The dialogue is too grammatic. The dialogue is too on the nose, as they say. And I am guilty of on-the-nose dialogue on occasion. Sometimes I do it on purpose. Sometimes I go back through and find it. And sometimes I go back through and don't find it. Yeah, those are the worst. Anyway, So this, trying to get through here, trying to get through to this guy that, yeah, the reason that you can't get people to critique your whole book is that they can't get through the first 10 pages. And I've been sort of eavesdropping on a discussion he's having with somebody who is trying to help him, and discovered that the beginning of the book happens at about, oh, a third of the way into the file. And so I went to that spot in the book and I started reading, and you know, it's not bad. It's not bad. The problem is that he thought it was too confusing if he started where he started, and that what he needed to do was fill in the backstory so readers would know what's going on. And rather than ask a reader, he wrote a prologue. But he didn't label it prologue, he used his normal chapter heading, place, date, time. And it was dreadful. So the character makes pronouncements, but doesn't actually justify any of them. So his father is sexist, but he doesn't really justify why his father. He doesn't show his father doing anything sexist. He doesn't show his father doing anything at all, actually. And eventually, apparently father gets murdered. I didn't read that far. The father's murder would have been a better place. But the reality is, all of this is just a setup for what comes later. It's a classic wasted prologue. It's not working. So it's not like I haven't been doing anything. It's not like I've been reading. It's not like I haven't been writing and assessing and trying to figure out what I'm going to do for January's New Beginnings post for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog. What not I'm going to do. My wife had one thing on her Christmas list. Thank you. One thing on her Christmas list. And it was a new keyboard for our iPad. So I set out to try to find it, and I realized I didn't know what model iPad she has. So I had to go scarf that up and see if I could figure it out. And in the meantime, she dropped her iPad on the floor, and it became disconnected from the keyboard. The little magnetic latches that hold it in let it go. And when she plugged it back in again, her keyboard worked again. So now she doesn't need a new keyboard for her iPad. I am coming up on the back gate here. Lovely morning, beautiful day after yesterday. Blue sky, a little bit of breeze, 40 degrees. Birds in the trees seem to whisper Louise, but I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.